it is a soft kind of drapey kind that you've already gotten. So, you know, take us through what you would do if you were making a piece of clothing with linen.
Okay. Well, you're right. A lot of people will want to pre-wash the fabric, and I don't recommend that you do anything particularly special in that regard. You want to wash it in whatever, however you're going to wash the garment. You want to use the same detergent or the same soap or whatever you're using, not something special, and you're going to want to dry it. So however you're going to treat the garment, you're going to want to do that to the fabric. Then after that, now, there are some people, and I sort of fall into this category. I don't always think that I'm going to be washing my linen. I've been known to dry clean my linen. It does preserve the look of the fabric much, much longer, and it seems like such a waste, really. It's expensive, and there are environmental issues as to why people don't want to dry clean. But really, any fabric that is dry cleaned routinely over washing it, the garment will last and look a lot better a lot longer. So don't just assume that you're going to wash every linen. That's a personal choice. All right, so after you've done whatever you're going to do to it, whether it's wash it or steam it or dry clean it, then you want to prepare to cut out. So one of the most important things that you can do is to lay out your fabric and straighten the grain. A lot of people will just randomly position the fabric on their cutting table and then just start in. But it's very important to straighten the grain. And with linen, it doesn't tear. So you have to snip into the selvage for an inch or so, pull a thread and begin to pull a thread for a few inches, follow your scissors behind that and cut it and continue across the width so that you have a very, very precise straight of grain. Okay. Then you want to, if you can, cut something out on a mat that has a grid to it so that you can line up the fabric both on the straight of grain, lengthwise and crosswise. Okay. If you don't pay attention to grain, then you're going to have garments that won't hang evenly, particularly if they have straight hems. So straight, it seems so simple, you know, so basic, but I've seen so many people just not pay attention to that.
And is that something that you...
We do a lot of, at the sewing workshop, cutting out a single layer of fabric. And with that, you might want to make all of the pattern pieces that you're going to use. So if a blouse, let's say, has a front and a back and a sleeve, you might want to cut out the second pattern piece for the front. Make the complete back